Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Eden, HG and Stella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Corrupt Brisbane surgeons have been taking secret payments and bribe scandal. Two spinal surgeons, who in Queensland earn between $500,000 and $1 million per annum, have faced Brisbane Magistrates Court with multiple counts of misconduct in public office and official corruption. Prosecutors allege that the pair received secret payments from medical device company Medivance in return for using surgical devices supplied by them while performing surgery. One surgeon's investment company earned a 20% share of these sales, which resulted in upwards of $2.8 million. The same surgeon, Richard Lahati, was also accused of being a financial part owner of Medivance. The two were among five charged in December by Queensland's Crime and Corruption Commission and the Office of the Health Ombudsman. As of now, the surgeons have had their bail continued as Magistrate Joseph Pinder adjourns their matters for a committal mention on February 16th.
In other local news, a cake swap event has left a bitter taste in the mouths of patrons, with angry customers slamming organisers online. At $35 a ticket, the Let Them Eat Cake event asked patrons to bring along a cake and trade with others, offering 8 slices of another cake brought in by someone else in return. However, complaints quickly flooded social media not too long after the event started this weekend, with people complaining about the general hygiene due to cross-contamination and allergen dangers, some cakes even being left in the heat, the tables and on the floor, leaving patrons disillusioned. In response, Brisbane City Council have received complaints from the local community and are investigating Let Them Eat Cake, which is scheduled for another pop-up in Sydney next month, and to make sure it's compliant with Australian food safety standards. Meanwhile, the company has denied requests for comment. In national news, Alice Springs Mayor Asta Hill will not attend the Australia Day ceremony on January 26, saying she does not wish to play a formal role in a day that causes pain for some members of her community. Ms. Hill said her decision was a personal one grounded in her values, but she didn't want to stand in the way of others celebrating Australia Day. The decision has drawn criticism from independent MP Robert Lambie, member for Arulan and speaker of the NT Legislative Assembly, who described the mayor's move as disgraceful. But the Alice Springs Town Council has confirmed the Australia Day citizenship will proceed as planned, with Deputy Mayor Alison Pitar officiating.
In other national news, overnight the federal government passed Labor's new hate speech and firearm control laws. The new hate laws allow the government to list so-called hate groups, more easily deport or cancel the visas of individuals associated with hate groups, increase penalties for hate crime offences, and create new aggravated penalties for leaders who advocate violence. These laws are intended to tackle racial hatred, particularly anti-Semitic hate groups following the Bondi terror attack. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the new hate speech and gun laws are not as strong as he had hoped, a consequence of the division in the Senate over the gun buyback scheme, which was voted against by the Nationals. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli holds strong with his refusal to participate in the gun buyback scheme, despite Queensland having the second highest gun ownership rate in the country.
Now overseas. Donald Trump no longer feels obliged to pursue peace after his Nobel Prize snub. Revealed in a leaked text exchange between the US President and Norwegian Prime Minister was that the Peace Prize was a deciding factor in amplifying his desire to gain control of the Arctic territory, taking Greenland. The message reads, "Considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace." In October, the committee in Oslo recognized Venezuelan Democratic campaigner Maria Corina Machado instead of Trump. In light of his recent rants, was the coveted Nobel a subconscious motivator for his illegal Venezuelan takeover as well?
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, but the heat is inescapable. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.